Chinese President Xi Jinping arrives in Seattle today, his first stop on a three-day visit to the U.S. Washington Governor Jay Inslee invited President Xi in recognition of the Evergreen State's strong economic and cultural ties with China. Washington is home to more than 100,000 Chinese Americans and immigrants, and some of them have elderly parents living with them or nearby. In a traditional Chinese community, adult children take care of their aging parents. But that's changing. From Seattle, the Northwest News Network's Tom Bonsi reports.
Development manager Brian Palmore paints a vivid picture of the luxury retirement home his team is building on what is now a vacant lot in a Seattle suburb.
This would be the main dining area and dining facility, and directly behind us is where the Zen Garden will be.
Palmore works for Aegis Living, a company that specializes in senior housing. It's targeting Chinese Americans and Chinese immigrants with this $50 million retirement community.
Right next to the sports den, we have the mahjong room, gaming room.
Other planned features in this 100-unit private pay facility named Aegis Gardens include multilingual nurses, chair tai chi, a tea room, and Asian foods on the menu. Aegis Living founder and CEO Dwayne Clark says demographic research uncovered a huge market for culturally appropriate senior care.
There's 92,000 Chinese Americans within 25 miles. There's 30,000 within 7 miles. I said, you're kidding. You know, so I couldn't believe that.
Some other people may not believe the price tag. It will cost $15,000 to $60,000 just to move into Aegis Gardens. After that, rents for luxury apartments will run as high as $8,000 per month. Across Lake Washington in southeast Seattle, a nonprofit called Kinnon is spending about $7 million to expand its nursing home into a campus. When completed, it will provide a continuum of housing options for elderly Asian immigrants, most of whom qualify for government assistance. Sam Wan has been Kinnon's director for 30 years. The halls now echo with conversations in Cantonese and Mandarin. But Wan remembers the initial doubts about whether Chinese families would put their elders in a nursing home.
The new immigrants would be considering having their elders stay at their home. And they live together, three generations together. The nursing home phenomena is pretty much a Western type of culture.
That pretty much describes the expectations placed on Pam Tsai and her sister. The sisters took in and looked after their aging mother, but then mom, who doesn't speak English, needed skilled nursing care.
My ma, she like a Chinese food, and she talk, you know, Cantonese.
Yeah.
She like it. She like it here.
Because Kinnon accommodates those needs, the family finds it acceptable. Across town, Aegis Living CEO Clark recalls similar conversations.
And I remember meeting with this one woman who was an executive, a high-tech executive, and she said, you know, Dwayne, I spent almost $200,000 going to Stanford and getting my undergraduate degree and my MBA. I don't know that I want to stay home and take care of my mother-in-law. I want to put my MBA to work. And she said, I think this is an idea whose time has come.
The challenge, he says, is to make living in a facility better than staying at home.
And if you're the best, then the guilt of people having their mom and dad in this place, it will dissipate. It will go away.
Clark says he's also looking at building luxury senior housing for Chinese in nearby Vancouver, Canada. And he predicts the Pacific Northwest could become a destination retirement location for Asian Americans and Asians from around the Pacific Rim. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.
Okay, that story was about community. Now to one about the opposite, loneliness.